You are listening to the TTPA, Detani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in 4:12, Perek Dalad Mishnah Yibet. We're probably going to take off a day four. Monday, because of the holiday here in 2023 in February, and God willing, we'll go from there. But let's look at Dalet Yud Bet here in the season 6 with the Mishnah elucidated on the TTPA. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer, Yehi kavod talmidecha chaviv alecha kishalach, u kavod chavercha kemoro rabach, u moro rabach kemoro shamayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says, let the honor of your student be as precious to you as your own. This is learned from the way that Moshe spoke to his student Yehoshua in discussing the strategy for the battle against Amalek. Moshe did not say, choose men for me, but rather choose men for us. As it says in the pasuk in Shemos, he spoke to Yehoshua as an equal, even though Yehoshua was his student, as Rav points out based on Avos Rabbeinu Nassan. Students provide great benefit to their teachers because they sharpen their teachers' minds with constant questions. As Rav Hanina said, I have learned much from my teachers, even more from my colleagues, but most from my students, as the Gemara points out in Tana 7a and the Derech Chaim. So let that honor of your student be as precious to you as your own, if not more. Let the honor of your colleague be as precious to you as the all you have for your teacher. Tosfos Yontif points out this is learned from Aharon, who addressed his brother Moshe as my master. We see that in Bamidbar. Now, Aharon was Moshe's older brother and therefore deserved to be treated with respect by his younger brother, as Kesuvos points out in 103a. Nevertheless, Aharon treated his younger brother Moshe with great respect when he spoke to him, as Rav and Avos Rabbeinu Yosef points out, Avos Rabbeinu Nosan. This Mishnah is not saying that a person must honor his colleague the same as he honors his teacher, and means that the level of honor he owes to his colleague should be treated with as much concern as the greater level of honor he owes his teacher, as the Tosfos Yontif points out, and Rabbeinu Yonah owes a much higher level of honor. And let the awe of you have for your teacher be as precious to you as the awe of heaven. The awe you should have for your teacher on his level should be treated with the same concern as the much greater awe you must have for Hashem. As the Tosfos Yontif Yonah points out, this obligation is learned from the episode in the Torah in which Yehoshua accused Eldon and Medon of showing disrespect towards Moshe from Bamidbar. Yehoshua said that they deserve to die, since rebelling against one's teacher is like rebelling against God, as Rav points out from Avos Rabbeinu Nassan. So in our lives, we should just as a general rule respect others, especially those that are smarter than us, especially those that have more wisdom than us. But really, if we respect our students and give the honor to our students, we'll really benefit ourselves. And if we learn from them, really, even as an OT, when I took fieldwork students, I learned a lot from them because I had to teach a lot and had to make sure that they learned something every day in many different ways. A teacher can learn more from their student than from other people in life. So your honor of your student should be as precious to you as your own. The honor of your colleague should be as precious to you as the all you have for your teacher, and the all you have for your teacher should be as precious to you as the awe of heaven. Make sure to have that honor and respect for Hashem, and the best level is really to love Hashem, not just to fear Him. When you love someone, you want to do more for them, just more than if you fear them. You want to be yelled at, so you take care of something. But if you really love the person, you'll go above and beyond to do for them, not just because you don't want to be yelled at, but because you want to take care of them and give to them and do for them. So make sure to give honor around in your life to your students and to your teachers as it goes in your different days. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of being careful in the study of Torah, because mistakes abound could lead to not great things, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.